We are at the seaplane base. J-Mod G is on the fly for the last time this week, and it has been a great week at Air Venture 2014. A little challenging weather here and there, but overall, I would say that's probably been one of the better years. Ann, what would you think?
I think so. It started out a little rough on the water on Sunday and Monday, but calmed down. Sky's blue. Winds are light, so it's perfect here today.
Now, Ann Seehafer is Paul's wife, and I would say Paul is a chairman, but I think realistically, you're probably the boss around here, huh? You would say that, wouldn't you, Paul?
Paul is the big picture guy, and I am the detail person.
I see. Well, it takes both to pull off an amazing act like what this is, and this is quite a choreographed act out here at the seaplane base that you start working on many, many months before we actually even show up here.
I will start working on next year, next week.
Next week, okay. Well, I follow you on Facebook, and I told your wife that, or your husband, I'm sorry. Paul, I said, you know, he was telling me some things. He said, it might have been your birthday recently. And I said, well, yeah, I saw that on Facebook, because when you guys come out here and you start setting up stuff, you take pictures and you put the word out and you communicate with your volunteers and your seaplane base fans on your Facebook page. And I find that interesting. Then Paul was telling me just a few minutes ago that you actually planned your own birthday party.
I do plan my own birthday party. And actually, my birthday was Thursday, but my birthday party is today with the Watermelon Social.
Right.
This is the 25th year. And knock on wood, from what I understand from past people that have run it, it has never rained.
Well, I think that this is the one day, knock on wood or plastic. Oh, no, here's what. That there is no rain in the forecast. So I think we are going to luck out in that regard.
That's good. It's a beautiful day. We're expecting about 700 people to come out and have dinner and a beverage and just enjoy being out at the base.
And music, it looks like. This year we get music entertainment.
Yes, we do have music entertainment. I'm not real clear on it yet, but we will have dinner music.
I've heard that there might be some opera involved.
I didn't hear that.
Have you ever heard Happy Birthday sang in an operatic tone?
Have not. First time for everything.
There is. And where else would you do it than at the Oshkosh Seaplane Base during that great Watermelon Social? Paul and I talked to the listeners about the social, and we've encouraged people to get out here. There are some tickets left, I understand.
Yes, but they go fast, and so if you want them, come out and get them.
Is there a place where they can be purchased back on the main grounds?
No, they can only be purchased here at the seaplane base.
Okay, so jump on that bus and head on over. Yep. Let's talk about the bus for a little bit, because we've kind of just said there's a bus. Where can they get on the bus, and how much does it cost?
They can get on the bus at the bus park tower or at the amphib parking area at the south end of the airport. It's a $3 round trip fare that you pay at the seaplane base
when you go back. Okay.
So if you get out here and you don't have $3, you're stuck.
Oh, what a shame.
Horrible.
Yeah. No, it's in that area, for people who don't know where the amphibs are parked, is actually down by the ultralight runway, just south of the ultralight runway there.
Correct.
Off the main runway.
Just past.
Off of 3-6. Good. Well, you are the volunteer coordinator, tell me a little bit about what that entails, because you have a very, very generous group of volunteers out here at the seaplane base, as all of Oshkosh does. But this group out here has got special talents, so to speak.
Correct. I have 300 volunteers in my database, or that have volunteered over the years and continue to volunteer. Each year we have about 150 that actually are here through the week, through convention week. Some work 70 hours and some may work 4. We have different positions requiring different skill levels. Some of them entrance gate, take parking money, sell parking tickets. Our towboat drivers are very skilled, usually takes a couple years of training. Dock workers need to be people that are able to handle and be familiar around aircraft. Since here, our dock workers actually touch aircraft, where at the airport, not so much. We have pontoon drivers to give harbor tours. We have our grounds people that pick up garbage. fill tiki torches, make sure that everything is in order, including porta potties and that type of thing. So it's, we actually are our own little mini convention here.
That's right. And I did notice that when I was out here last Saturday that the bug population seems to be down out here this week.
Yes, we have one volunteer, our grounds co-chairman, Derek Hildebrandt, that actually comes out a few days prior to and fogs to kill them before we all get here. I think part of it is the cooler temperatures and winds have kept them down, but fogging is a big part of keeping the mosquitoes down, which can be horrible in Wisconsin.
Well, and you're right on the lake here. I mean, you are literally lakefront, so, you know, that's going to lead to a mosquito issue.
That's
and your
true.
Campgrounds, you know, your campgrounds are also green and lush, and they attend to those as well, right?
Yes, yes. We have three different campgrounds, tent camping, and then a non-generator area, and then an area where you can run generators. And all in all, we have about 120 campsites total. And then, of course, the waterfront camping for, known as Margaritaville for seaplane base management.
Margaritaville. Oh, I've been there. Yes, I do like Margaritaville.
It is. It's a great place.
So this is always one of my first stops is to come by and see you guys when I show up at AirVenture pre-convention. And it's always bustling out here. Things are in high gear by probably, what, Thursday?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Pre-convention, we're well on our way to being ready to go.
When do you folks first show up here to start setting up for the year? It's sometime back in the early spring, isn't it?
We have our first official volunteer weekend is Memorial Day weekend, 3 or 4 day weekend. Typically have about 40 people coming to plant flowers, rake, plant grass, paint, just spruce the place up, get it ready. It's a lot of fun. It's a little laid back. Everybody camps on the waterfront, which is, of course, you know, a privilege during convention week. And Paul and I come down usually a couple weekends just ourselves before then because this is our second home.
Where do you live? Where's your first home?
Central Wisconsin, about 90 miles northwest of here, near Stevens Point.
Okay. Yeah, that's a beautiful area, too.
It is. It is.
So is there anything else that you want to do? You want to do any shout-outs to any particular volunteers? Is there anything that you'd like the listeners to know about volunteering here at the Seaplane Base?
Yes, actually, this year, Paul and I and all of our volunteers were presented a brick at the Brown Arch for our volunteer service, and we were recognized, but we would not have been able to do it without all of the people that support us year-round and anybody else that may just stop by and help us pick up trash for a few hours. We accepted it on behalf of everybody, and for that, we are proud of everyone.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations are in order to the Seaplane Base. That's great. That's great. So I'm asked to mention here, Paul, you brought this to my attention, but AOPA is out here in force. I saw a group of them up the way here when I drove in. And tell us a little bit about your interaction with another great alphabet group in aviation, the AOPA.
Well, Mark Baker, who now is at the helm of AOPA, has actually been coming to this seaplane base for a lot of years. And Mark Baker has always been a supporter of EA, as he's very enthusiastic about aviation. So a natural for AOPA now is for them to be involved with our seaplane base at their level. And what I'm seeing is a partnership between EAA and AOPA that really makes for a nice bond, and obviously not just with seaplanes, but for all things that matter, the groups are combined. They were so kind to come out the other day and do a video on what we do out here. That now has been posted, I was just informed, on AOPA.org. And if you go to that website, you can find under AOPA Live on Friday's program, you'll find the Seaplane Base. And they're very proud of that. And I just think it's super to see the two organizations working so closely together to do what they need to do to help aviation move forward. And that's just one example. So we're really happy to see Mark able to come out here like he always has and enjoy the seaplane base while still doing his job at the helm of ALPA.
Well, and there is a partnership going on because there's a lot of advocacy issues that need to be addressed, and doing them jointly is twice as powerful as trying to do them on your own separately.
Absolutely. Strength in numbers.
That brings to mind something that I want to ask you, and that is, who helps, speaking of organizations, you guys have your own organization, right? The Seaplane Pilots Association.
Yes.
And there are some advocacy issues that are truly mainly directed at seaplanes and seaplane flying and where you can fly your seaplane. This is something land plane pilots don't have to deal with, because if there's an airport there and it's not a private airport, they can land there. Lakes, waterways, not so much, right?
Yes, that can be true. For the most part, like Wisconsin is a good example, we have very few lakes that are closed to seaplanes. I think the community of seaplane pilots, along with the assistance from the Seaplane Pilots Association, are probably the most effective way to advocate to keep lakes open. Nationally, that's not always the case. There are some states that don't allow any seaplane flying. But there are people in all those areas that are working together. And there again, SPA has, they have things that they can do to help people in those areas. You would probably need an army of people to try to do all of those issues. So more importantly is that the organizations help all of us and that we help each other to keep those lakes and riverways open. And I think the cool thing about the seaplane community is that we all do work together to help each other, even if we're not in the same state. I have friends of mine recently that have actually pretty much opened entire states for water flying that never was open before. And we all work together, and we support one another. And that's what makes the community so extra special. In fact, speaking of that, the RAF organization for you know, backcountry flying and opening grass strips and that sort of thing.
Are they an Idaho-based group?
I believe it's Idaho.
Idaho or Montana, probably, one of the two.
And once again, they actually work with the seaplane group also, because so much of what they do crosses over into what we do. In some regards, we're one and the same. So that's actually a really neat thing to see, because aviation is a small percentage of the population, and we're starting to see the groups working together better than other or ever for the same effect.
For the access issues.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break, Paul, and we'll be back for our last segment here in just a couple of minutes. Jaymont G, we're on the fly. You're listening to EAA Radio.